Hello and welcome to the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast, an audio experience not dissimilar to Hep C of the earballs. Broadcasting every fortnight as an excuse to use the word Fortnite. See, I just did it twice. We cover the length and breadth of the pop culture landscape and ultimately talk about a few things and then Rob complains that we've gone over.
That's a little long of an intro there.
Yeah, that's the first complaint that I've gone over. I am, as always, your intrepid co-host, Jim, with me, Rob.
I thought I was the intrepid one.
I threw it in early, and then I didn't know how to recover, so I just stumbled into your name.
Does that count as you messing up another intro, or no?
No, I nailed that.
Oh. Well, that's part of the intro, introducing our names.
And I actually was meaning to rewrite that. That was a sort of a placeholder last night, and then...
Hey, it works.
Stuck.
I also want to say we're doing this live.
Live at Casa de Pastoria.
Yeah, Casa de la Pastoria.
I apologize. Yeah. Did you see that Will Ferrell movie, Casa Mi Padre?
No.
It's terrible.
Was it?
It's so bad.
I'd imagine.
I was like, oh, it's got to be funny, right? No.
I don't know what he was going for there, but as always, we are on the Wicked Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. Listen up, assholes.
And on Twitter at NSF Water Coolers. Gotta get those out of the way. I feel like we don't do that enough.
NSFW Otter Coolers.
Yeah.
As always, cooling down all the otters.
I feel like we don't do that enough. If people want to tweet us, I don't know if they do. They obviously don't. But if they want to, we should give them the opportunity. I'm going to give them the opportunity in a little bit here. I got a pitch for a new segment, maybe.
Oh, all right. Cool. I love the initiative, Rob.
Yeah. See, I'm doing double time here. You're in my house, and I feel like I should be hosting you and, you know, providing some content. And today I'm doing that.
Yeah, I think we only did one other, maybe two other podcasts here. But that was back when I had, like, the whole rig with the mixer and the two silver mics and everything.
A lot easier to just bring in the one mic, bring the laptop out to the table and just sit here.
Yeah, here's a quick... If anybody out there, I mean, you're a fan of podcasts, you think about doing your own, do not read an article from 2007 about how to start a podcast because you will be led astray. There are simple USB mics that can handle all of this. We're on the Blue Snowball right now. I use the Blue Yeti at home. We're a fan of the Blues.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't even use one until last episode was my first one. And some people had said to me, it sounds fine, but to me, it just sounded a little bit, you know, muddled, and I wanted to have a better audio experience. So that's why I picked it up.
Yeah. Even though we compress our files down.
A little bit more than the Hanging Outcast.
A little bit more than some people.
Have you listened to that? You've listened to that show.
Yeah, I love the Hanging Outcast.
I listened to it too this week. It's pretty funny. And their file size.
It was like a gig download. Yeah. To get it. The thing was huge.
It cost me money to listen to it.
if you're walking around listening to your podcasts on your Beats by Dre, then maybe it is worth the high quality audio. To hear my dulcet tones? I don't know the word. It's probably not worth it. So we like to compress it down. Hey, do what you want.
Yeah, we only have a limited amount of bandwidth that we can use every month or year, so.
We're on the $30 Podbean plan, so we don't like to stretch it.
So we don't want to use a lot of bandwidth or get too popular, so that's maybe why the show sucks a little bit.
Well, no, I'd say we've been successful on both fronts.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first segment we'll do, we're not going to do, no guests, so Gone Away is a lightning round, which... Yeah. I pretend everyone loves, but really I just love. Nobody else has confirmed whether or not they actually enjoy it at all.
I can confirm I don't love it.
No, Rob is not a big fan. I knew that coming in.
I'm a team player.
So instead of ripping off the Furnacast and calling it What's On Your Mind, we are going to we're gonna try some new titles. My swing is Harvesting Our Mind Grapes. Rob, can I ask you? No, Rob, that was not. If I'm reading his body language, it looks like a swing and a miss. But Rob, would you please harvest your mind grapes for me, please?
Well, the thing that's festering, fermenting in my mind grapes, as it were, is as you know, as we already said, we're on the Wicked Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. Listen up, assholes.
And just this past week, one of the feature podcasts on the network, Dead Men Talking, had a special episode where they interviewed an actor from The Walking Dead, Irony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good get, guys.
I'm blanking on his last... Singleton. Irony Singleton, right?
See, I was going to go super racist. I was thinking Williams or Johnson or something. Singleton.
I think Singleton. Yeah. Plays T-Dog.
Yeah, his brother's far more successful. No, wait, he's John Singleton. Who are the brothers? This is getting super racist.
Yeah, anyway.
We're fitting in nicely with the
They did a nice interview with Irony Singleton on the Dead Men Talking cast. You can check that out at wickedradionetwork.com. We actually had a promo for our show run at the very beginning of that show, something that we had to throw together last minute just because they needed it. It was an interview that came up off the cuff, and they needed something from us real quick. So I put that together, and I used kind of the description that you had written on iTunes or some other places to talk about, you know, just enough pop culture, music, TV, movies to get you through that next water cooler moment.
That was a great bumper. I was very appreciative. Like, I was shitting in the morning before my shower, and I saw it coming through. They're like, we need a bumper. And I just emailed you. I was like, make them a bumper.
I used music from Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, my buddy's band. So, I mean, that was just a quick thing I did. But it got me thinking, as I listened to that, we might be getting some new listeners from that bumper. And we don't really do as much as we could to give people what they need to attack that next water cooler moment with confidence. So my suggestion for a new segment would be kind of a primer, as it were.
A primer.
A primer. And if anyone out there wants to get a primer or wants us to give them a primer, a primer,
on a
certain topic, maybe it could be a movie, a TV show, a pop culture event that people are going to be talking about in the workplace, and you don't know a lot about it, and you want us to kind of give you the cliff note version of it, that could be what we do. It could be something we don't have to do it every time, but maybe someone says, hey,
surprised if we did it one time with the kind of fan reaction we get with any of our requests.
This is true. But, hey, someone could write in and say, listen, everybody at my work watches Boardwalk Empire. I don't want to be left out. Give me just a little bit I can just interject into the conversation.
I'll run that shit down.
Right. So,
not a problem.
If you're out there listening, you want to get I don't know what we can call it, a primer, a primer. I don't know what you want to call it.
Primer.
You know, priming the water cool. I don't know. Give us a suggestion for a topic or even the name of the segment.
Yeah.
So that's just something I thought of. My wheels were turning. That's what was fermenting in my mind grapes. Jim, what is happening in your mind grapes?
I'm going to start off just with the awkward moment that had passed prior to the broadcast here. I was driving to Rob's house, and my wife had made BLTs for dinner. And because,
mayo or no mayo on the BLT?
Oh, mayo.
Yeah.
No tea. It's,
really?
Yeah, I do BLMs.
BLM. What kind of mayo? BLM. I mean, is it mayonnaise or do you use Miracle Whip?
Light mayo.
Okay.
Light mayo. The olive oil.
That's the correct answer.
And I have, this is why our photos are not on the site, because I am not photogenic and my teeth are terrible. So
they were, but I took them off.
Yeah.
They were in the logo, but I felt that we needed a slicker logo rather than our
face. And it's nice. But if you could see the disaster that is my mouth and the teeth akimbo and just my physical being is disgusting. So most people don't even make it to my mouth.
You would win in a teeth battle with Steve Buscemi. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I've had some work done, sure. But food gets lodged in there pretty easily. So I was driving up here, and I was tonguing at this little groove between my teeth because I knew there was bacon in there. And it ceased being delicious bacon. It just started being annoying bacon because I'm trying to fix it out with, or, you know, whatever the word I'm looking for, out of my teeth with my tongue, not working.
Mm-hmm.
I only have a limited amount of tools in my car, and human beings, we are...
What do you have, a pen? You can't use your keys because they're operating your car.
Which is ultimately what I was hoping would happen. I could use one of my little scan cards from a supermarket or something to wedge it out when I get here.
You have your wallet, you probably have some cards in there, but are you going to be able to maneuver and get your wallet out? And
full disclosure, I came in all sweat, so I have no wallet with me. And so I had a...
You are dressed like a Pittsburgh Steelers lineman who is not playing.
Okay. Like I just finished practice.
Like you're hurt and you're or on the practice squad.
Or I retired but, 5 years ago.
But I'll give you just finished practice. Sure. We'll give you that one. But you don't have a wallet, so what did you do?
So I felt around in my console, and there was when you walk into a wedding, you get that card or whatever.
It tells you where you're sitting?
Yeah, something like that. And then, so I just tore off the top section of it and folded it so I could pick out my teeth with it. And in doing so, it was so lodged in there, and it was in there so long, the cardboard had gotten soft and it tore to the point where I tore at the cardboard that was now stuck in my teeth. And I tore a little section off, so now it was like completely in there. And so I spent the entire rest of the ride fiddling for anything. I found a pen cap eventually that I tried to use the side of, try to ram it in there, to no avail. So when I got here, I had to first ask Rob for a toothpick. He gave me
And you one. Lied to me and said you had bacon in your toothpick.
Yeah, I said I had bacon. I wouldn't own up to it. And then Rob could see that that was not working. He goes, why are you still... What are you
I
doing?
Could tell something was off. I just, you weren't yourself. You were, you just, you know, you, something was.
Yeah. And he said, what's going on? And I pointed to the tooth. He goes, I can see there's something in there. It doesn't look like bacon to me. I was like, all right. But full disclosure, this is a piece of cardboard that is stuck in my teeth. I said, I need some floss. So Rob had to go get me floss. He got me the floss picks. Worked beautifully.
I'll give you some extra ones too, just in case.
So these are coming in the car with me.
That's fine. I can get you
next
more.
For next time.
We've got floss picks on floss picks upstairs in the medicine cabinet. So,
I mean, if you're going to a fancy dinner party with people you don't know that well, do not use the initial guy used. It just leads to trouble.
Yeah,
trouble. But one other thing I want to touch on real quick is I have found perhaps the greatest reality show I've ever seen in my entire life. And of course, I'm referring to Breaking Amish.
Breaking Amish
on, of course, the Learning Channel. Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's where reality belongs.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn about the Amish culture. So what Breaking Amish is, if you didn't grow up in Western Pennsylvania, you might not be as familiar with Amish culture.
Central Western, maybe. I don't know. North, South. I guess just Western, because they're all over.
Amish people, you know family. I mean, I think universally they're known.
Yeah.
But when they turn 18, they enjoy the rite of Ramspringa. Which is a Dutch word that means something, because they speak Dutch.
Yeah, I can probably look it up.
And they call us English. We're English. Anyone who leads, you know, the typical lifestyle is English. So this show is chronicling five Amish kids, Ramspringa. They move to New York City, and they start to partake in Western culture, I guess, or English culture to them.
Yeah.
So what you have is one Mennonite and four Amish. So Amish are just like hardcore Mennonites. Like, I think Mennonites are allowed to have phones and stuff. I don't think the Amish are.
No.
Like, Amish, it's their, no electricity, I don't even think they're allowed, like, buttons. And it's a very tight community, and it's very God-fearing and very centered around their religion, and shunning is very popular. You see in the show a lot of shunning going on for these kids.
So which flavor of these people would it be if I see them coming out of a work truck or working on a construction site? That would be the Mennonites, right? Because the Amish can't even ride with somebody in a car?
No. The Amish will ride anywhere with you. They don't give. They will use your shit.
They just can't use it themselves.
Yeah, like my buddy... He grew
so they're like poor, lazy people.
Kind of, but they...
Like the poor, lazy people, like they're... I'm not saying they are poor. They're not lazy at all, but...
They're self-sufficient. They don't need us. They don't need...
They're like that friend of yours who's like, hey, give me a ride. Hey, can I...
Yeah.
I live right next door to you. Can you mind moving your router over closer so I can jump on your Wi-Fi?
Yeah, my buddy's dad actually participated in a barn raising because I used to live deep in the foothills of the Appalachia. And
Amish country, I think.
Yeah, sure. And so he participated in a barn raising, and then he needed some just manual tasks, of just some help with some stuff around his farm, and they told him to go fuck. Like, nope. It's like, I helped you. I thought we were being neighborly.
Yeah.
No English. Can't help you there. So they're kind of dicks.
Do you know any Amish or formerly Amish people? Because I did know.
Do, yes.
Yeah.
It was generation before, like, I knew the kids of people who had left the Amish. I didn't know anyone directly who had left the Amish.
See, I knew a guy who actually worked for my aunt's boyfriend, and he did the whole Ramspringa thing, and then he decided to leave. So we got to hang out with him after the whole Ramspringa thing. Didn't get to know him that well, but I mean, he was, if I didn't know... I wouldn't have known. I mean, I don't know how long it passed. He was probably only 2 or 3 years out, but he seemed to assimilate pretty well.
Well, like, when you live in that area, like, the stories I heard were these kids were fucking wild. Like, they were doing ecstasy and candy flipping and
once they just break free, they get,
and you know, killing God knows.
What's candy flipping?
It's like ecstasy and then coke and then like speed. I don't know. It's some weird combination that if you do it right, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I hear. But you really get the sense of how close this community is when these, when you just get to know the personality of these kids.
Yeah.
Like one of them goes on, the show characterizes her as being somewhat successful breaking into modeling. Mm-hmm. And she's pretty. She's thin. She's tall. But she accuses a couple of the other ones of witchcraft at some point in time. But it's just super petty. You can see the maturation just never occurs there. It's just like you're cloistered in this community your whole life, and that's all you know. And that's, you can just really see it sort of oozing off of them. But it is fantastic entertainment. They go back to their communities at the end of the show, and they show them all being shunned and what shunning is. And shunning is just that. You don't exist.
Yeah.
I don't hear you. I don't see you. Fuck you.
I'm looking at the show page on Wikipedia. Looks like the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some controversy. Have you read this?
No.
Okay. Am I going to be bursting your bubble here?
I don't give a shit.
Now, this is coming straight off Wikipedia, so take that for what you will. Shortly after airing the first episode, it was reported by several news outlets that all the cast had left their respective communities prior to taping the show or that they were already married. The production has been forthcoming with some of the non-Amish activities in the background of the cast. As episodes progressed, the production steadily revealed other aspects of the cast's past activities, including items not previously released as spoilers by other media outlets. Some of the information shared on air by the cast during the production. In episode one, it has shown that Kate, is that the one you're talking about, Kate?
She's a model.
Has spent time in Florida driving and even earned a DUI.
Yeah, they did. They talked about that on the show. Yeah, if you get divorced in that community, you're already shunned. You cannot break the bond of marriage. Then already you're gone. And I think most of the cast had already been married.
Okay.
Like 4 out of 5, or 3 out of 5 had already
been
married.
So they weren't fresh.
No.
Freshly shunned.
There
was another show back in like 2004, I want to say. Actually, I know. I'm looking at the page too. It's Amish in the City, was called. It was a reality show.
Same thing.
It was on UPN. I don't know. It was on UPN.
Well, no wonder nobody knows what it was.
So.
But then the most genius thing I saw were the promos during the last episode of this for their next Amish show, which is the Amish Mafia.
What?
So I guess there's like hard Amish dudes who go around and fuck your buggy up with like baseball bats and stuff. Like the promo was crazy.
But they don't fuck with the English, just
no,
the Amish.
No, just they're settling Amish score, bad neighbors and stuff like that. I can't wait. I think it premieres in December.
And they're allowed to be, they allowed us to be filmed? That's one thing too. Like
they don't care. They don't care about your laws.
Yeah.
English? Fuck you and your laws, English. It's not my laws.
Do they show how they get the haircuts? Like, what is up with that?
They talk about the grooming and stuff like that.
Like it's not even a, like, it's a bowl cut, but it's like almost like a bucket cut. It's not even a bowl cut because a bowl cut would be.
Well, that's after you're married, though. Like, before you're married, it has to be close-cropped and no beard, I think. And then once after, it's a whole thing.
So you can only grow a beard if you're married.
Yeah. And then the English clothes, like, that's what got a lot of them shunned right away. They came back and they weren't wearing their Amish garb. They wore their English clothes.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
Really?
Yeah.
What are some of the most...
Rob said, I'll never put down my FUBU sweatshirt. I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm rocking this thing until the day I die. What are some of the main things they love when they get to break free? What are some of the most popular Americanized things that go into that? Like,
they love food.
Is it food?
Honestly only saw like the last 4 or 5 episodes. So I didn't like, I saw the reunion show.
You didn't expect me to go too in depth about this.
Yeah. I don't have all the answers. They, you know, first they're overwhelmed and they get acclimated. Then they act like, all the other kids. They love getting their ears pierced. The men, once they're gone, that's a big thing. Like, no ear piercing in the Amish community. So they get both ears pierced. I'm like, oh, dude, it's not 1997 anymore, maybe.
It says here that Michelle Beadle hosted the cast reunion shows. Uh-huh. Were they scared at how much plastic surgery she's had? Were they, like, frightened because she has had some work?
She was quite a personality on it. She really injected herself.
Yeah.
But she kind of had to because one thing about the Amish people, once you get past the dogma, that's really the interesting part about them. Their personalities, I just suspect when you're raised in such a circumstance where it's church, work, you know, there's not a whole lot of time for self realization and growth and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's, they were just so petty and just so juvenile. And maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I mean, I can't even remember acting like that when I was 18. But I mean, they're just so used to being on top of everybody.
Do you partake in some of the Amish food or Amish...
Amish potato salad?
Well, I know that...
Do they put the mustard in it?
I don't know. Up near where I work, there's a big Amish community, and there's Amish furniture stores and Amish...
There's
you know, the
great
Amish
craftsmen, and yeah, if you want
know,
a buggy...
Amish butter or Amish
chair,
cheese or, you know, all that kind of stuff. No,
I never tried it.
I thought you lived close to that.
We did, but you didn't really no. get into it. Not for us.
Just Land O'Lakes, straight up Land O'Lakes.
Oh, yeah. We were going to the Giant Eagle. They didn't have Amish brand anything.
I didn't know.
No.
Yeah, who knows?
All right. So, yeah, that's Breaking Amish.
Oh, one more thing. I played in a softball tournament once against a team of Amish people.
How were they?
They were good. They won a couple of games.
They love volleyball, too.
We didn't play against them, but it was a dog-ass hot day in July. This is about 5 years ago, and I went with some friends of mine, asked me to play on the team, and I went to this tournament. It was in, like, Conneaut Lake.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and an Amish team showed up in their blue shirts, with their rolled up to the elbows, which is my favorite look, by the way.
Sure.
I do that to my all the time, too.
Yeah.
And blue jeans and boots. I mean, hottest day of the summer, and they were out there playing baseball, and they were decent.
I bet they stunk the high heaven.
I didn't get
hygiene, not super important in the Amish community.
Deodorant, no.
No.
Shampoo?
No.
What do they use for soap? They make their own soap.
They don't worry about it, English.
Do they do that thing where they want you to impregnate their daughter, so they hold a sheet up, we cut a hole in it, and let you bang their daughters? Do they do that? Do they ever
not
address that?
Not from
on the
my
show?
Experience, but I'll
Did you
find,
ever hear about
if
that?
If you want to go find out, I'll go with you.
Have you heard about that?
No.
You never heard about that?
It's like an Amish glory hole?
Yeah, like, yeah, an Amish glory hole. We just found the name of the episode. There was a rumor, and that might not even be a rumor, it might be fact, that a long, you know, time ago, or even in the more recent times, a long time ago, I'm saying like 10 years, I heard this when we were in college, that the Amish folks were concerned about how much inbreeding might have been going on.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I know what I heard that too. Yeah.
So they would put an ad in the paper, or they would somehow solicit for guys to come over and just nail their daughters, but they would have to watch. So they would basically cut a hole in a sheet, drape it over.
Yeah. You and hear, with a community like that, though, you just hear so much crazy shit. You don't know what to believe. Because I did forget to mention that one of the girls, the one I felt the worst for, she was adopted by an Amish family. Like, what fucking bad luck is
no.
She didn't even know her real family until they found them on the show, and she did a reunion with her family. They're like, yeah, we loved you. We just couldn't take care of you at the time, and this and that. And I was like, what fucking bad luck to be raised in a goddamn Amish house. But they all had reservations. It's not like, I would think, if that's how I was raised, but then again, I have all this knowledge from my entire life. But as soon as I saw that, electricity and TV and drugs and booze and pornography, you're not getting me to go back to the fucking farm. There's no chance in hell. But that was their family. That was their base. And they all wanted to go back. And their actions or, you know, the marriage, divorce, blah, blah, blah. Like, they were all sort of forced out. You know, the girl wanted to be a model. They're all shunned out.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Imagine living like that. I mean, people go without power for 10 minutes and they're freaking out. Mm-hmm. I mean, just looking around this table, you've got a phone, a tablet, mm-hmm. I've got a computer here, a phone, a tablet. We've got like electronic devices galore here, and I would can't imagine not living with them, without them.
I mean, when Sandy came through, I definitely thought like we might, there was a chance we'd lose power. We talked about what a pussy Sandy was here, but like the hype leading up to it, we all were like, oh shit, what are we going to do?
Sandy was a pussy when she got here. Yeah. She was more of a bitch in New York.
Yeah. But I will say I did charge the shit out of my laptop and my
Well, you made fun of me for getting bread and water at the store.
I'll live without that, but I'm not gonna be bored for fucking 3 days.
You can charge your phone in your car, you know.
I can't. My cigarette lighter thing doesn't work.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't do it. So, all right. Well, that's enough of the Amish. Moving on. A little bit of business.
Yeah, go ahead.
A little bit of business. Of course, we are part of the
Wicked Radio Network.
Listen up, assholes. And we're still getting ducked.
Yeah.
Still getting ducked by Sam Fernicase.
What did he say?
Well,
or what didn't he say?
Let me tell you something. We've got a super fan, Nancy Hart. She rocks. She likes our Facebook page. She left a glowing review on iTunes. She's tweeting at us.
At Nurse Nancy Sue.
Yeah. She's got our back.
Yeah.
So that's number one. I'm going to let you know right now. Someone like Nancy Hart, she's OG. Got our back. She earns a place here at the Not Safe for Water Coolers Hall of Fame. Nancy Hart, number one inductee. Thank you. She got our back.
Nancy Hart. Congratulations and welcome to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. She didn't want a puppy killed. That was unfortunately 3 shows ago. You guys have lost 2 puppies since. All right. Nancy,
you own a puppy, but yours wasn't the one that got.
No. We've bonded to each other. But, you know, Nancy, you can leave more than one iTunes review, by the way, if you want to keep saving puppies.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead. But I got something. You just made me think of something.
Okay. So Nancy's. She rocks on Twitter, and she picked up the mantle for us. We dropped the gauntlet, and she said, "Hey, you know what? It is time for the guitar beast. Get your ass on off safe for water cooler."
Dan Fernicase,
and you know why? You rock, and so do they. That's what Nancy says.
Oh, thanks, Nancy.
Dan took her challenge and says, "I don't respond well to pressure." All caps.
Mm.
All caps. 2 exclamation points. I rarely use 2 exclamation points. Normally, you go 1. Or you go
3.
Yeah, then you swing for the fences. You go 3.
Or you do the super funny thing where you do a bunch and then a 1. Like the person that was holding shift in and took the shift.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. I do that sometimes just to be funny.
So I shot back at Dan's and said, you know, he doesn't respond well to pressure. Why don't I leave him a little gift offering? So I offered him access to my nearly infinite collection of Grandma Nip Slip shots from Water... Parks, should have said it. Got out of correct with the watermarks.
Watermarks. Yeah, I didn't understand what that meant.
It meant water parks. So grandma's going down the slide. That was my joke. I see
CJ,
now.
CJ, you'd be a lot funnier if you would type.
No, that's fucking the iTunes auto-correcting me.
But water parks is a word. Why would it auto-correct it into watermarks?
I can't tell you why iOS does what it does.
Let me tell you something about iTunes. So we do have some iTunes reviews. We have 7 ratings, and it looks like we've got 5 stars across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't use iTunes. So when I go to look at the show, all I can see is the iTunes page that just lists some of the episodes, and it gives 3 of the reviews. Now, one of the reviews here is from Nancy Hart that I'm looking at. The other one's from mm-hmm. Galactic Boner. We've talked about those ones before. Mm-hmm. The third one I'm looking at, I don't think we've talked about on the show before. I'm going to suggest, I think it was written by you, under your wife's username.
No, my wife wrote it.
And listen, this is why I say
that.
We
did talk about this.
We did?
Yeah.
She didn't write that.
She wrote it.
There's no way she wrote that.
She wrote it.
I don't think so.
I'm out there.
Do you read it? Do you have it? You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
This was my first podcast I'd ever listened to, created by 2 schmoes. Yes, Jim and Rob, you stole my amateur podcast virginity. That just seems like something you would type.
She's a filthy, filthy lady since I got a hold of her.
NSFW makes my commutes that more entertaining with a combination of Jim and Rob's wittiness, big personalities, and ability to create effortless, humorous conversation. They produce numerous LOLs.
Oh, Christ, that's really setting the benchmark high. We really should start trying a little harder.
But just look, judging by the username, I thought maybe that was you writing it under your wife's. But so I guess I was half right on that.
No, that one's completely... They're all on the level. I thought about writing a review for it, and I did not. But Nancy Hart, Hall of Fame. We love you. Dan, quit ducking us.
Hey, if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to.
But here's what I'm thinking, though.
I don't want any bad blood with him. I like listening to his show, the Fernicast, also on the network. So listen up to that,
assholes. But here's the flaw in my plan.
Mandy was on, and we had a great time with her. Yeah. Like, what, one Fernicase isn't enough? You got to have 2?
All right, Rob. Who put a fucking nickel in you tonight? Jeez. Jesus Christ. No,
you're in my house.
here is the flaw, though, I think, in my plan of throwing down the gauntlets to get Dan on here. And it's not like I'm asking Irony Singleton to come on. It's fucking Dan Fernicase from Ten Sleep, Wyoming. I don't think he listens to the show. So me audibly putting it out there into the atmosphere, I don't think he's picking up what I'm throwing down.
Yeah.
So I think he's seeing Nancy Hart's tweet and thinking, what is she talking about?
But he knows it exists, maybe.
Well, he's made time. That's the other thing about these wicked radio network shows. All of them, fantastic, I'm sure. I haven't gotten to all of them yet. There's a lot of them. I'm getting through them, though. We'll get to our reviews here in a little bit. There's a lot of crossing streams, if you will.
Yeah.
You got Bryce from the Half Scoop made on to...
He won a little Rumspringa of his own.
Yeah.
Across the pond.
For an immensely entertaining first part of a two-part podcast onto the Hanging Outcast.
Which you said the other day, by the way, that they were fast-talking West Coasters. I don't think they were that fast-talking.
Well, you know what? They characterize us as Midwesterners.
I know.
So I'll refer to them however I please. It's Pittsburgh. We're close to the East Coast than Midwest. Are we? No, they may. Geographically, they may actually be.
They great. Still call us the Northeast.
Yeah.
We're in the AFC North.
Mandy's been doing the rest. She's a darling of the Wicked Radio Network. I think Frank Branch.
Pod slut.
Yeah. She's a real pod slut. Branch is old Branchy there. He just goes. I think he made half of them. So, I mean, it's kind of natural that he's on them. Everybody's everywhere. And we like to have guests on. We'd like to be guests. Why didn't nobody seems to be that interested in having us on their shows?
It's okay.
Anyone emailed you, Rob?
No.
No.
That's all right.
Not Facebook. But
we should get rid of the Facebook page anyway.
No, we got 22 likes.
Yeah, but we did one episode 2 weeks ago and we got 40 new Twitter followers out of it.
Yeah, you're right. No, that was all Shannon.
Yeah, but still.
Shannon rocked it.
Yeah, but still.
So that was a little bit of business for the Wicked Radio Network. I think just to wrap up business, I'm going to do my review of the Epic Podquest, another Wicked Radio Network show. I put off this one because I was on the fence as to whether I would really enjoy it or not. Because this one, like us, doesn't get as much play on the other Wicked Radio.
You were on the fence as to whether you would like it before you listened to it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Well, obviously I am. But, you know, I listen to Furnacast, and they tell, oh, Hanging Outcast, oh... Half Scoop. These are my favorite shows. As a matter of fact, Mandy stopped referencing us as one of her favorite shows now that she has all these other ones.
You see what you're doing? You're going to make Jim turn into that guy.
I noticed.
You won't like him when he's jealous.
No squinches, no nothing.
What is a squinch?
It's like a finger blast, I think. Something like that. But for us, it would be in the butt.
But is that what they do at the end of their show, the Furnacast? Yeah. They give out squinches.
They give out squinches.
Okay. I thought it was just like a what's up or like a good job. Is that what it is, basically?
Something like that. Okay. So, because I feel like they're in the same boat as us, except they're on the, the Quick Risers or something on Stitcher. They've made some Stitcher lists, so congratulations, guys. And I'll say rightfully so. I gave them
you
a listen. Very much so. It's just like us. They're not breaking new ground. The first half of the one I listened to was to talk about Halo 4. I'm a big gamer.
Yeah.
So I really love the video game talk and, and they talked about Cortana's double D's, how they sort of re-rendered her a little more sexually. And then they got off on a tangent and talked about what if aliens were harvesting our body fluids and had to keep feeding and giving us water because they needed our shit and piss. Because there's four girls in South Africa who invented a generator that runs off piss.
I saw that.
Yeah. It was really good. It was so much fun. And the thing that I genuinely liked about it is that these guys are genuine. They have a real passion for it. Remember, like, early on, and I reference this all the time, but like I said, I wanted us to be not as cynical and just like the new girl and like fun and funny, which I never achieved yet. No. But they really do. On there, I believe you have Nate, Grant, Justin, and John. If those are your blog authors, so I'm assuming that's who's on the show. It's so tough when you get into a new show with that many voices on it to sort of follow.
So there's four guys.
I think it's four guys. But they...
Are they live or are they...
They're live. They're all in the same room.
That's cool.
From what I can tell. It's a good energy that way.
It does. It flows a lot better. It's easier. It's so easier to do it. Much easier to do it just sitting at your laptop over Skype. But then you do get some weird pauses in there. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it flows as well.
No.
It's nice to have it, how we're doing it right now. It's nice doing it this way, but it's definitely easier to do it.
Oh, sure.
So, but you got to give them props for doing it live.
Yeah. Once you're fucking 30 people, do you know how hard it is to break yourself away from your normal routine and go do anything else?
Yeah. So these guys are under 30?
Like, yeah. I think so. Like, Rob and I consider Rob one of my good friends. I only talk to him when we do the podcast.
But I think it partly works that way, too, because we don't give anything away.
I don't want to waste it.
Yeah.
I save it for the pod, I say. But those guys were great. It's a great podcast. Now, the awkward bit is that they are sort of... They have a blog, too.
Yeah.
So they're doing sort of nerd culture and on a blog. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
Like the Powcast?
Sounds sort of like our friends over at the Powcast. Yeah. So I was thinking maybe we could have a nerd off.
Uh-oh.
We get some of these guys together.
You mean like a nerd? We have like the nerd games. We do like a trivia challenge, the nerd.
Mm-hmm. Or we could do like a DC Marvel. I'm not sure that they're comic geeks, but definitely they'll have some opinions about video games and stuff like that. So
A link here. You talk about episode 11, but you put a link here to episode 10. Is there a reason for that?
iOS fucked me again. I knew it was episode 10. Is this what you live for?
No, I'm just asking.
Just to cut people down to size?
I'm just asking.
Is that where your self-esteem is at? That you really have to do that to people? I miss whatever 11, 10. What's the difference?
Who's going to see these notes? I'm just wondering if you were because you.
Who's going to see these notes besides you and I?
Because you talk. You have the one list, and then you link to the other one. I thought maybe you wanted to talk about it. I wanted to make sure you weren't going off track.
No, I think you want. You said
I did. I honestly
said Jim seems to be flying high tonight. He's got a little wind in his sails. He's feeling pretty good about himself. You know what I need to do?
No.
I need to knock that motherfucker down a peg.
No.
Well, congratulations. I thought you were
trying to reference two different episodes.
You cut me down to size, sir. Here I am sitting humbly and accepting.
Well, you linked it at the end, too. I thought maybe you wanted to talk about it.
I do. I just talked about it.
I thought you wanted to talk about a separate episode. There are only 10 episodes in.
I only listened to one.
I only realized that now.
And that's the other problem we're having, is that everyone's going weekly. We just don't have it in us, people.
I don't have it in me. Listen. I don't know if it's just you trying to be nice to me. I don't have it in me.
No, I don't have it. I don't want it. I really like when we do it, but I really like the off weeks, too. I think it's a perfect mix for me.
Yeah.
Everyone else is doing a weekly podcast.
And plus, now we're on the Wicked Radio Network. You can listen to everybody else's, the week we're not on, listen to the Furnacast.
Let me tell you something.
Listen to Epic Podquest.
I can't keep up with everything.
Where are these guys from?
They are from the United States.
Nice. Any part? Any
America, specific? Fuck yeah. they did not go geographically
spaced. You don't always say, but.
Yeah. Rob, did you come in with a podcast review?
Not really a review. I did listen to Dead Men Talking, as I talked about earlier.
Sure.
The Irony Singleton episode. I did listen to a little bit of the Furnacast this week, which I...
Good episode. Very funny episode this week. Voting.
Excuse me.
What was it called? Voter Aid?
Voter Aid. I did listen to a little bit of the Hanging Out cast.
With Bryce from...
And the one before that.
Okay.
Any episode before that. Listened to a little bit of both and didn't listen to either. I jumped off the one when they were talking about Dexter. I don't watch Dexter, so I sort of...
Sure.
I switched over to a different episode of something else. But, I'm starting to listen to some new ones, and they're all good, so check them out if you want.
Yeah, there's a plethora of options.
I don't want to make our whole show about pumping their shows, but...
Yeah. Yeah, if you're listening to Not Safe for Water Coolers, maybe we ought to try to keep the audience we have.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
You know what? Stop listening to this shit. There's so much better stuff on this network. We suck.
If something happens to us, then go check them out. But for right now, just keep it here.
I've already been, had the anus check. What's that called? Are you supposed to get when you're 40?
Prostate.
Yeah, I already did that.
When?
Just by myself the other day.
Oh.
Just got a flashlight and stood up on the sink in front of the mirror.
Did you find anything?
Looked fine.
Yeah.
What do I know? But hairy. I'm getting hair. On the lobes of my... Not the lobes that hang down, but the ones that stick out.
The middle earlobe.
Yeah, the middle earlobe.
Yeah.
Get hair on there. Yeah. Fucking 30s are weird, man.
How's that relate to...
I can't even backtrack to that. I made a bad joke about doing my own prostate exam. And then... Are we doing 6 degrees of what is Jim talking about?
Yeah, I just didn't know. I just sort of jumped into the prostate exam. I didn't know if I missed something.
It's hard for me to follow that chain back, Rob. We're too deep down the rabbit hole.
That's okay.
Sometimes when you get deep enough into a hole, Rob, you don't try to climb up anymore. You keep digging your way out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to dig your way out. All right, so we'll move into a little bit of wicked news. This one I love. So the creator of the...
This is the big tech nerd, horror story going on right now. So if you haven't heard about this, listen.
Yeah, John McAfee is the creator of the McAfee antivirus software. I'm a Norton man myself, okay? He has been charged with murder, murdering an expat, that's an ex-United States expatriate, if you will, and you should, because that's what it's called, and in Belize. So there's been a million jokes of, do you think it'll be about a 30-day trial?
Fuck, I was going to use that. I was going to use it and not pretend like I didn't steal it from somewhere.
Oh, it's been on Reddit like 500 times.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck. So he...
Yeah, the trial's going to last 30 days.
Huh? Yeah, on Sunday the 11th at 8 a.m., Mr. Gregory Viant Fowl was found lying face up in a pool of blood with an apparent gunshot wound to the upper rear of his head. Now, McAfee is wanted in questioning because this Mr. Fowl, F-A-U-L-L, it spells foul to me.
Just foul, say foul.
Foul play, at least. Foul. Am I right? Yes. Am I right?
Absolutely.
All right. Because he had made a... Fuck with your phone already.
I don't know if that's not my phone. My phone's on silent.
Do you know how to silence that goddamn thing?
It's on silent.
See, well, you could have gotten my text for more booze by now, then.
It's on silent. I don't know what that is. Jesus Christ. I don't know what that is.
Fucking professionalism. That's, I'm just looking for a modicum. That, just a little bit that you care or give a shit about what's going on.
That's why...
Your email alerts from Papa John's popping up here that you have 18 points and there's a special going on.
I'm just trying to get the phone to stop beeping.
So, now, McAfee sold his company in the mid-2000s for about $7 billion. There's been a lot of conjecture and, you know, he's just sort of a mysterious figure at this point, living in Belize. He says it's the most beautiful place in the world. But apparently he's been... he's been experimenting with a lot of drugs. So MDPV was recently banned in the United States but remains legal in Belize, which has led many people to believe because he's been posting on an MDPV message board. And apparently, 5715 from this message board writes, MDPV is serious shit. Will explain his paranoia and erraticness. Oh, the guy... I forgot to tell you why he killed him, or supposedly killed him. The guy had launched a complaint at the mayor's office that he was threatening his dogs or something like something about his something about McAfee's dogs were running up to the
beach. Let me get you back on track here. MPDV is what it's in bath salts, right?
Right. Really fucked up meth. That's a quote. So really fucked up meth. So he's been, I guess, experimenting with it on his property and trying to find... This is all conjecture off the Gizmodo article, which I read days ago now, and it's I'm trying to look at it, but I can't really remember. But it just seems like this guy was freaked out on drugs, has more money than God. Buy your own fucking... Why is this? Why is the man worth $7 billion dealing with neighbors, period? Anywhere on planet Earth.
How to get $7 billion? People that use those paid antivirus things are fucking morons.
I use Norton.
You're a fucking moron.
All right.
There's free ones out there. I use the Microsoft one.
Hey, Rob.
I'm sure we'll get slammed by the nerds for saying the Microsoft one, but it's good. It's free.
When you look at as much strange pornography as I do...
I don't get viruses on my computer.
From Russia and Belize. I like a lot of Canadian scarf porn. Stuff like that. You just can't trust those people.
So what do you pay per year for your virus protection?
It's like $70.
$70 a year.
Something like that, yeah.
For virus protection on your computer.
Yeah. I stopped this year.
That's insane.
It came up a couple weeks ago. I haven't renewed it.
That's insane.
But, well, it's worth $7 billion. I see the green-eyed monsters of jealousy here, Rob.
He wouldn't have got all that money if people had to buy it. He got a lot of that money because... He licensed it to companies who actually included it in their purchase of their computer. Every time he bought a computer in the last 20 years.
I saw this on Shark Tank. There was this guy, they threw him out of there because he wanted to call it an add-on when it was in fact an upsell.
Yes.
He wanted to sell computer classes online to old people.
Yes.
And then it was actually one of the best segments of Shark Tank I ever saw because you could see why these guys are so rich and successful. They just drummed him out of the room. And I don't think you had to be as rich and successful as them to pick this guy apart, but yeah. It was just so easy for them. They're like, What if 1 million users sign up tomorrow? Are you prepared to handle that? And then it was like a pyramid scheme where you had people volunteering.
Yeah.
Like it was a terrible business. Yeah. They ran him out on the rail.
But I think that's how he made a lot of his money. That
watch Shark Tank too. Great fucking show.
Yeah, Shark Tank. Absolutely fantastic. Maybe that could be our first primer.
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll
not.
Do, yeah.
If no, someone, I'll do whatever show. Someone requests. Even if they don't, even if we don't watch the show, like my worst fear is someone writes in and go and says, give us a primer on The Wire, because I don't watch The Wire.
I've seen all six seasons. I'd be happy.
But I haven't, so I'm going to, I'll have to sort of.
You want, let's do a test. We can test the Shark Tank right now.
Okay.
So Shark Tank's on its third or fourth
season. I don't want to get you caught. Well, let's do, wait till your news story's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Okay.
I'm done with it. It's crazy. This man had that much money and had to kill someone because of a problem with a neighbor.
Yeah.
Buy your own fucking island with $7 billion. Or buy something in the hills of Colorado or something, and smoke weed all day long.
Yeah.
They legalized it. Way to go, Colorado.
You know what? I feel like we talked about Shark Tank enough. Not now, but in the past.
Yeah,
let's just keep going with the news.
No primer.
I don't want to bore anybody with that. But if you have a suggestion for something...
Well, I just wanted to go over the host real quick. Mark Cuban, he's from Mount Lebanon. He's a Pittsburgh boy. He's good people.
Yeah.
We love him. Robert?
Hershevek.
He's a sweet guy. All right? And he'll take a chance. We like him. Kevin O'Leary is a fuck.
Yeah.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
All he wants is percentage points on everyone's soul. Okay, I don't want to get too into it.
And then whatever that home shopping network can die. I like the real
Barbara
estate.
Barbara Corcoran.
A little bit better.
And Damon John.
Damon Don. He's okay. He's funny, I think. He makes me laugh most. We could do a more in-depth primer on Shark Tank.
Hey, if you have one, tweet it to us, at NSFWater.
Let me tell you something. If you're in a serious, long-term monogamous relationship that's gone on, stretched on for years, you ain't doing anything exciting on Friday nights.
Yeah, especially at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, stay in. You're watching Shark Tank. If you're like Bryce McEwen, who was born in fucking 1991, your Friday nights might be booked up.
Yeah.
Not us. No. When is the last time? No, Rob, actually, you have way more of a life than I do. Whenever I'd say, hey, Rob, what are you doing this weekend? Rob's always got something going on.
I went to a football game a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night.
Yeah.
High school football game.
High school football game.
To watch my cousin play. And yeah. He was hurt.
Oh.
It was senior night, though, so I got to see him walk. And
yeah. That's nice.
Walk.
But you had something to do.
Yeah.
You know all I've done? The only thing I've done? But
you were moving, though, so you... That takes up a lot of time.
A month ago.
It takes up a lot of time, though. Get things in order.
Used to be... For the last 10 years of my life, which I did the math, and I've lived in 12 places since moving out of my parents' home. It was move, unpack, get the utilities, live life. That is, when you own a home, fucking throw that right out the goddamn window. I've replaced a toilet, I've tore up carpets, painted, fucking mowed the lawn, raked the leaves, fucking every goddamn thing you can think of, and I'm not done. Mount the fucking smoke alarms. Let me tell you something about removing the carpet. It's a genius idea on stairs. When you're in your socks at 5:30 in the morning, because I fell right the fuck down my front stairs today. Fuck, jack my back.
Oh, so you like removed the carpet, so now you have the hardwood.
Yeah,
you slipped.
It slipped right off it. I need to get some rubber, or some shit. But that's just it's another fucking project, and it's on down the line. I did buy myself a 60-inch TV, so I was pretty happy.
Well, you've earned it, obviously. Yeah. You cut the grass once.
I did. It was only once. My brother bought me the lawnmower.
Oh, Jesus.
I had to buy a 60-inch TV. I couldn't afford a fucking lawnmower.
Let me hit up a news story, too, mm-hmm. Which actually I want to talk about, but actually there's some breaking news on it.
Oh.
Jon Bon Jovi's daughter was arrested after an alleged heroin overdose.
I know what the breaking news is on this.
Stephanie Bon Jovi, the 19-year-old daughter of rocker Bon Jovi, was hospitalized and is recovering following an apparent heroin overdose in her Hamilton College dorm room. This comes from the Huffington Post and also everywhere
else. Stop you real quick. I just thought it was so ironic that she went to Hamilton College because she looks like a 19-year-old Linda Hamilton.
She does.
see that a little
she
bit?
She does. I just have the one picture. I'm not sure if you have the same picture.
With John Bon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, she does.
She and her friend Ian Grant faced misdemeanor drug charges according to police. That was as of yesterday. And as of today...
The charges have been dropped.
What a shock! You're telling me that Mr. Jon Bon Jovi worth how many hundreds of millions of dollars? It was dropped because there is a law on the books in wherever this is, somewhere in the New England states, I believe, that you cannot be prosecuted for drug overdoses or trying to help somebody with drug overdoses. So I guess you could be, you know, raping kids while setting schools on fire. But if you're trying to help somebody on drug overdose, what it actually means is daddy had a lot of money. Daddy hired a lawyer. Lawyer can successfully argue this and get baby girl out of trouble.
Stephanie, but and it's funny because like her last name really is Bon Jovi, but it's B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I. Like it's just all one word and he sort of.
Oh, is that how it's spelled?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's his actual name is John Bon Jovi, but he actually made it Bon space J-O-V-I instead of B-O-N-G-I-O-V, like an Italian name. See, John Bon Jovi.
I think we're encroaching a little bit on Fronticast because I think they had a little Bon Jovi talk the other week.
Yeah, they don't like Bon Jovi.
He fucking sucks. That's why they have good taste.
That's okay. We can talk about this news story that hadn't broke at that point. That's kind of actually when I saw it. It's kind of something that made me want to talk about it.
So, is it?
It's an upstate.
And this is heroin. She didn't get caught with a small amount of marijuana or something like that.
Yes, she did. Actually, there was marijuana there too.
That's sort of overshadowed by the heroin overdose.
Yeah.
So, but I saw that Russell Simmons show on MTV. Those girls seemed well adjusted. Didn't seem like they were going to, you know. Following the drugs and alcohol with the Rev.
Yeah.
And Bon Jovi, from all appearances that I've seen him in, seems to be a pretty healthy, rich guy.
According to this news report, John Bon Jovi does not have a history of substance abuse and has never been to rehab. That's according to Men's Health. I don't know why they decided
they keep track of these things. You know. I actually had to call them the other week. I was like, however, hey, just a heads up. I'm leaning towards rehab here.
However, they did feel... they should have pointed out that Richie Sambora has struggled with alcoholism in recent years. Who's John Bon Jovi's bandmate? I don't know why that's relevant to the story.
He probably fucked her.
Stephanie Bon Jovi. I'm going to see if I can get some more pictures.
What does this article look like if it's about me? Jim Chapman. What's the word for not notable? For invisible podcast co-host. ODs on heroin, goes to jail, and faces full amount of time because he cannot afford rich lawyers.
Speaking of famous people, though, your buddy Channing Tatum is in town.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, like he's been...
The Batmobiles are on town this weekend, too.
Really?
Yeah, down at Hyde Field, outside, all weekend.
But Channing Tatum's been in town shooting a movie, and people have been like posting on Facebook, like, oh, Channing Tatum's in Butler.
Is he in fucking Butler?
Like, he's been rolling around Butler.
He was just named...
Butler GQ's... is the 10 sleep of Pennsylvania. Probably not, but...
He was just named GQ Sexiest Man of the Year.
Good for him.
He's married. He's in Magic Mike.
Oh.
He's a male stripper. He doesn't show his dong in the movie.
He's in Butler, baby. He ain't married.
Butler's a lot like Vegas. He just...
Yeah.
What's their catchphrase?
What happens
to Vegas? Yeah, what happens in Butler stays in Butler.
Because nobody fucking leaves. That's why.
What's his
That's
name?
Why it stays in Butler.
All right, you just said his name. Let's see if I get it right. Tatum Channing.
No.
Fuck. Tatum Tanning?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. God damn it. I know him too. Like I'm fucking...
You know him.
No, I mean I know of him.
You're
now.
You're boys with him. You guys play rec basketball together on Thursdays.
If he's in Butler, I could. But I've seen his... I even liked him in something. Oh, the one with
Magic
Johnny
Mike.
Hill. No, it's this
21 Jump Street.
Him and Matthew McConaughey playing male strippers, not one dong in the movie? Give me a break.
No, there was a dong in the movie. There isn't a dong in the movie?
I don't know. I know Olivia Munn's boobs are in it.
Cool.
Heard that. What were we talking about? John Bon Jovi's daughter. So, do you become so jaded being like a rock star's daughter that heroin is the next thing? Or do you think she just gets caught up once she's in college because...
No, It's nothing's off limits. There's nothing you can't have if you want it.
If you have the money.
Then she does.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's what I mean. There's nothing she can't have. You know what I mean? There's nothing she can't try. She probably feels as like she's invincible because if she does get caught up in it,
she's 19 she has on the top of everything else.
And she has the resources to, you know, to get help or get, not that she's probably even thinking about that, but that's, getting caught up in heroin's not even crossing her mind because she thinks nothing can happen to me. I'm John Bon Jovi's daughter. My dad is the greatest human in the world, but...
He's a pretty good guy.
But we're rich and famous. We own a...
He makes shit
Arena
songs.
Football League team.
Yeah, how's that going?
I don't know. But she probably feels that way, you know? That heroin... Money's not an object, so...
Yeah, it's not like she was smoking pot yesterday and it's heroin today. I mean, take all the gateway drugs you want in the world. I tried plenty of drugs. Excuse me. Never graduated to heroin.
Yeah.
I haven't tried plenty of drugs. I mean, on the scale of things, I'm like moderate. You know, there's some guys have only drank, some guys smoked a little pot. I've tried some pills and other things. Nothing I'm proud of.
No.
They're experiences. They didn't kill me. They didn't come close. But I made a fucking molten lava, buddy. Mm-hmm. Can't take me down.
Looks like it.
I'm not a pussy.
Lava sauce. Maybe lava sauce from the Taco Bell tacos.
Still molting. Yeah, but I don't have, John Bon Jovi doesn't have my fucking back. But I'm sure she'll go to rehab, and she probably gets a reality show out of this. Honestly, this is probably the best thing that happened to her. She's looking to break out from Daddy's shadow.
Oh, really? The best? Almost overdosed on heroin.
Did you know this bitch existed before yesterday?
Yeah, but I don't think her goal is like, I want people to know who I am. I'm going to, you know, take a shitload of heroin with my 21-year-old friend.
He's 21, so he can buy the heroin?
I don't think there's an age limit on heroin.
Look, honey, come on. But it's, you know what though? It's easy to be cynical about it. It's harder to look at it as a real substance abuse problem. And I'll bet she's had sort of piggybacking on what I said. I'm sure she's tried other things and this is sort of ramped up to this. And it's, you know what? She's not the only 19-year-old in the world doing heroin. And it's a serious problem. And a lot of people want to blame the gateway drugs, but like I said, I never tried that. And
maybe she's just sick of listening to Bon Jovi music.
There's one way out.
You know what I mean?
Every time that Steel Horse bullshit comes on, she just starts spiking up.
Good God, make it stop. It's my life. It's now or never.
It's now. She says, right fucking now. But Colorado just legalized it. Washington legalized it. Washington legalized pot and gay marriage. Kudos, that's a cool place to live. And now, two other states are putting it on the books for the next election. So, when is it time? And the marijuana tourism, I just read, is starting to take off.
Marijuana tourism?
Yeah, so people are like flying to Colorado and flying to Washington.
But
the
federal government can still bust you, right?
They can, but I mean, what kind of resources? They're not going to eat. They've gone after the dispensaries before. If you saw Super High Me with Doug
Benson.
They've done targeted raids, but clearly not going. We have that fucking cunt stick of a piece of shit as our drug czar, who's a fucking moron. I can't believe Obama put her in. It's Michelle something. I can't remember.
Obama?
Yeah, it was Michelle fucking cunt stick. She doesn't understand what marijuana is, but it's time to deregulate, decriminalize, and ultimately legalize it. I think the country's starting to lean that way. I've said for the last few years, as soon as this older golden generation starts to die off, fucking Obama with his universal health care is going to extend their lives even longer, that piece of shit. Once they're gone and the stigma's lifted, because honestly, even people our parents' age know that marijuana is not heroin.
Yeah.
They know this. Unless you're super Bible belty, you know, Amish, you know people or you've had experiences with marijuana yourself. And quite frankly, the research is out there. There's a South American country I can't name right now that's just legalized all drugs. And it's no longer glamorous and they're having less problems than they used to. I mean, the research is out there. Legalize it. As always, I am on a reverse strike against the criminalization of marijuana.
Jim, I have to interrupt you here for breaking news. 4 dead, 17 hospitalized after train crashes into Texas Wounded Veterans Parade.
Holy shit!
How fucked up is that? I'm actually reading this right now off the USA Today.
It was Veterans Day on Sunday. Why were they having the parade today?
I don't know. An event organizer says there are 4 dead and 17 hospitalized after a train crashed into a trailer carrying veterans during a West Texas parade. This is like happening, like, this is breaking, developing story right now. So I'm not sure if you're hearing more about
it. A train crashed into a trailer carrying veterans.
Yeah.
A train crashed into a trailer carrying veterans. An adoption agency for kittens at the same time was like, this is the most tragic thing that's ever happened.
A Union Pacific train slammed into a trailer that was on its way to a wounded veterans event Thursday evening.
Oh.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was just Veterans Day, and our hats off to our soldiers.
They survived
soldiers
the war. They could not survive.
And all Union. Those who serve our country. We forgot to say that. We just had an election. It was a very divisive election. You know, I haven't disguised my thoughts very much on it, but it's time to start healing people, whether your religious beliefs. I actually unfriended people. There was just so much venom and hate on Facebook. I'm like, that's disgusting.
I can understand.
Like what you were writing is so disgusting. And the people I unfriended, I didn't like that much anyway. But I had good friends who were like, I'm really... They started the debate. They didn't say, you know, get me a rope. I'm going down to D.C. I'm going to take care of some goddamn business. Fucking America. But I didn't see anything really that level, but it was just a fucking jerk off I didn't like in the first place. So he got unfriended. But, you know, I had a person that I like and respect, and I'm very disappointed with last night's election. I said, that's fair. You can be disappointed with that. But it's time to move forward, people. And as long as that direction is towards decriminalizing marijuana, I'm all aboard.
And speaking of moving forward.
I could care the shit less, honestly, what else he does. Look, I don't know if anyone's listening or can hear me, but decriminalize the fucking marijuana, all please.
All right.
Christ almighty, just let me have a little fucking pot in my life. God damn it. I'm uptight. It's been years, people. Fucking years.
Go smoke a joint, relax.
I wish. I'm on my strike until they decriminalize.
All right, what else you got here? You got another news story here.
So General Petraeus is caught up in a sex scandal.
Yeah.
There's an easy joke here, people. The man's name is Petraeus. Betray us. Come on. How easy is it? This is the most trusted man. He went over there during the height of the current war. Is it still a war, I guess, technically?
The Iraq conflict.
Iraq conflict. He took over... You know, he was head honcho over there of a war that, if you read anything into my political leanings, know that whether I agree with it or not. And then they made him the director of CIA. He did such a great job with that. But now, he has two women, Jill Kelly and some other bitch. I think they found emails, right?
Jill Kelly and then... Broadwell. What's the other one's name?
Yeah, Broadwell.
Paula Broadwell.
And you know what? I've seen pictures of these ladies.
I'm going to look them up right now.
Not too shabby. And if you see Petraeus' wife, you're kind of like, you remember when John Edwards got caught cheating?
Yeah.
His wife had cancer, so that made it even worse. But
yeah.
Like that chick he was shacking up with was pretty hot. And he saw his wife and she looked like a Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter.
I don't watch
She's that. The one who looked like a toad.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of what Petraeus' wife looked like. So I can't... Look at this Petraeus. He's in his 50s or 60s. The man kept himself together. Kept himself up. I am not for infidelity, but... Ladies, you got to keep up your end of the stick. You're part of the bargain, and I don't think that she did. Now, what I loved about this article I read on Jezebel.com... It's just the editorial slant they took on it. So I'm just going to read a few excerpts really quickly.
Okay.
So the title of the article is, Why is Nobody Asking Whether David Petraeus is a Honey-Hungry Dickzilla in Heat? Which just has a poetic flair to it. Lindy West, the author of the blog article, goes on. That's what I'd like to know. And I think that the American people deserve the truth. If David Petraeus is really the decorated, quote-unquote, general and, quote-unquote, guy with a wife he claims to be, then how is it that he wickedly, hence wicked news,
yes,
bewitched the inboxes of not one but two busy, high-profile women? Which is it, Petraeus? Are you a family man or a hookerish, jizz-misting snatch hound? You're going to have to pick one. This is perhaps one of my favorite phrases ever uttered. Hookerish, jizz-misting snatch hound. I think we have our title now.
Can't have that as a title.
You have reached the upper pantheon of douchebaggery when you get referred to as a hooker jizz-mystic snatch app. Because I'll tell you right now, I had very little interest in this story until I read this article.
See, I read this article, but I skimmed it. I didn't even read that till now.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
No, it's the editorial slant is all I care about. It's important because he was the leader of CIA and he put himself in a compromising situation where he may have had to reveal secrets. So yes, he should resign and he should give up that job. Other than that, I just really liked him being called a hookerish jizz-misting snatch hound. And I wanted everyone to know, read Lindy West. She's a peach.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if she has a Twitter. We'll tweet her this episode because honestly, I loved it. I loved everything about the article.
I'm sure she does. Check it out.
Yeah. And why is nobody asking if Dave Petraeus is a honey-hungry Dickzilla in Heat?
Lindy West, at the Lindy West.
At the Lindy West. Yeah, we will tweet her about this episode. And if any questions, maybe we can get her on the show.
I doubt it.
Yeah, maybe, though.
I doubt it, but we'll try.
Attack of the Show is folding up. These bloggers have nowhere else to vet.
She also has her own website, lindywest.net. She probably couldn't afford the .com.
Well, too much jizz-misting that costs. You can't. If you're paying per jizz-mist, then it's gonna eat up your bandwidth quickly.
LindyWest.com is a band website. So. I just had one more little thing to talk about. It. You know, we're from Pittsburgh.
Keep it Universal, Rob. Keep dragging us back down into the
geographic. I know. But if you're a football fan, and if you're a sports fan in general, or, you know, like I said, a football fan, you probably know some annoying Steeler fans. People think that Steeler fans are annoying. They're pompous. Well, we're about to be knocked down a few pegs because our star quarterback is hurt. And there's a life-threatening injury going on here. And I demand, nay, I severely demand.
Oh,
some compassion here for our quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, with his sprained shoulder and his dislocated rib, which could threaten his aorta and kill him.
He could die, people.
He could die.
Fucking die. There's a lot of opinions about Ben Roethlisberger. Mine, if Ben Roethlisberger played for any other team in the NFL, he would be a jizz-misting
snatch hound.
But since he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, I just say I like that I like how he plays football. I'm a fan of his football playing. By all accounts, just a jizz-misting snatch hound and douchebag by anyone who's ever come in contact with him.
He was in the news before this injury because it made headlines around here anyway that his wife was 8.5 months pregnant and he would definitely not be missing the birth of his child, even if it was on a game day. So a lot of people were... Did you hear that?
Overcompensation. Yeah, I heard that.
So a lot of people were pretty up in arms about that. And when he got injured on Monday Night Football last weekend, the announcers actually said, I don't know if you caught it or not, Roethlisberger has left the stadium to get x-rays. He left the stadium with his wife. So Facebook explodes of people saying that it's not an injury, that his wife is actually in labor.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. That we were watching the game, and Brandy said that Facebook is exploding. Ben Roethlisberger's wife is in labor. He's not hurt. This is a sham. I can't believe he'd fake an injury for this. Like, people were actually...
That's crazy.
So it comes out later that this is a dislocated rib. The doctor said he hasn't seen one of these injuries since 1998. I just thought it was funny that the Facebook army
went to war. They'll get up in arms. And then there was also another moment that was highlighted on Yahoo Sports the next day after this game that happened to be...
I don't know what that is.
It's a comment on the nature of sports journalism. There's some dickhole who works for ESPN came on. I forget. I don't know who he is. It's not Sal Palantonio. It's not one of the normal guys, Steve Young or Stuart Scott at the desk. Just some dickhole they have. Apparently he makes a lot of money, and that's why it made people upset. But
the Twitter thing?
Yeah.
That's Rick Riley.
Rick Riley. Apparently he's a big snatch.
Sports writer.
He's a dismissing snatch hound.
Yeah, he's a sports writer. He used to write for Sports Illustrated. I think he used to write for SportsIllustrated.com.
Yeah. So he comes on, and it cuts away to the desk before they were prepared, and you can see him reaching across, motioning to Stuart Scott, and telling him, make sure you tell them I had it on Twitter first.
Yeah.
He did not, in fact, have it on Twitter first.
But he wanted everybody to know that to think that he had the story.
He made Stuart Scott announce, before they announced who it was on there, that he had it on Twitter first. Steve Young manned up and gave him a little tap, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Come on, man.
But is it that important that you got on fucking Twitter first, Rick Riley? And the worst
That's
part
the
about,
equivalent now of breaking the story, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had it on Twitter first, you know?
And if you're not familiar with the NFL...
Who's reading the newspapers anymore? He's a sports writer. I mean, these guys are...
Do you follow him?
No.
Okay.
I know who he is, though. But sports writers generally now, they're writing for websites. They're writing blogs. I mean, breaking things on Twitter is probably to get more followers, you know? They talk about Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen breaking you know, their NFL injuries, NFL news on Twitter. So, I mean, this is what it's become now. We had it in our paper first.
But what does he get? Does he get a great big goddamn Twitter cupcake?
He gets more followers because people are like, oh, I want to know the breaking news. I'm going to follow Rick Riley.
He happened to be at the Monday Night Football game, and he happened to talk to Ben as he went to the locker room.
But he's not a Pittsburgh guy. He's a national sports
player. Right, but I'm saying, like, why would you think that he's going to break every injury?
No, you wouldn't, but he would get Twitter followers out of that, maybe. Maybe people would think that he has, he has some inside information that
he can get more money based on Twitter followers he has? Is that part of his contract?
He gets to promote everything he has to more people. You know what I mean? Why do you want more Twitter followers for this program? Or don't you?
It's purely ego for me.
Yeah. Well, maybe for him too.
Yeah.
The guy that's leaning over to tell Stuart Scott, make sure you tell him I had it first on Twitter. Yeah. That's probably ego for him too.
And let me tell you something. If you don't follow football, I'm not going to bore you that much with local Pittsburgh football, but for this to happen against the Kansas City Chiefs when we face the Baltimore Ravens two of the next three games is fucking devastating. We've already packed it in, people. Our expectations are way low. So
find the nearest Pittsburgh Steelers fan you know if you're not in the city of Pittsburgh and laugh in his face.
Yeah, take a shit right on his chest.
Yeah.
And savor it. That's how he feels. Because
it might be the only one you get to do.
We were riding high beginning of the season, and then all of a sudden
we started to ride a little bit high.
Yeah, things were we were cresting. We didn't know the wave was going to fucking collapse into a huge tsunami right now. I mean, we were winning without Troy Polamalu.
Yeah.
We didn't think it was. I'm not going to bore. I know there's a national audience, but fuck, man, I was really.
Is there a national audience?
At least to Wyoming. I know we have listeners in Wyoming.
At least one.
At least one. Yeah, maybe two. But yeah, and speaking of Twitter, we're getting a lot of follows from the gals over at the Saddle Ridge Bar on the South Side.
Really?
Yeah, we got like four or five of them.
I didn't know that.
If you're listening to the show, thanks. I think they just, what I think is they just pump into the Twitter search bar Pittsburgh, and then they follow anything Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But we got like a DJ over there, that bar's following us, and all them are following us. So that's a great bar, guys. Enjoy. Yeah,
check out Saddle Ridge.
Yeah.
They do have the coldest beer in town.
That's a fact.
It has actually been proven. Mm-hmm. So,
and you know what? If
you want the coldest beer you can get in town, go to Saddle Ridge.
I'll tell you right now, them ladies ain't hard on the eyes.
Nope.
Not at all.
They're the opposite of hard on the eyes, which is easy on the eyes, hard on the genitals.
Nice. You really wrapped that up with a nice bow. That kind of threw. I was being a gentleman about it. You kind of went to dismisting snatch houndery on that one.
I'm just telling the truth.
Well, that's all I got, Rob.
Hey, me too. Nice wrapped up in a little bow there.
Yeah, with that, I'll say, laugh easy, friends. It's free.